The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Akosua Yamwa. In the headlines, Vice President Designate Takwusi Emisa Arthur to appear before Appointments Committee of Parliament on Monday. Public vetting of Vice President attracts mixed reactions. Muslim community asked to pray for late President Atta Mills tomorrow. President John Mahama urges chiefs to ensure fair and equitable distribution of land. Police service to receive 1,000 vehicles and other equipment as country goes to the polls in December. And Egypt's new cabinet to be sworn in by President Mohamed Morsi today. First, the summary by Barbara Yakubu.
The Vice President designate Kwesi Emisa Arthur is scheduled to appear before the Appointments Committee of Parliament on Monday. The majority leader, Kletu Savoka, told Radio Ghana that after a meeting of the committee yesterday, it was decided that Parliament vets Mr. Emisa Arthur in order to approve his nomination. Meanwhile, there have been mixed reactions to the nomination of Mr. Emisa Arthur. President John Dramani Mahama has asked the Muslim community to pray for the late President Professor John Evans Atta Mills in their mosques tomorrow. The President said this on the Council of Chiefs called on him at the Castle Osu. He pledged to work to further reduce poverty, especially in the Zongo communities. In a related development, President Mahama has urged chiefs, particularly those in the Greater Accra region, to set up a system that will ensure fair and equitable distribution of land. The President said this when he received the Greater Accra Regional House of Chiefs at the Castle Osu. And government is in the process of procuring 1,000 vehicles and other equipment for the Ghana Police Service as the country goes to the polls in December. President Mahama announced this when he commissioned 196 police officers at the Police Training Academy, Tesano, in Accra.
Radio Ghana. We meet the news challenge with credible information. Stay tuned to Radio Ghana as the nation mourns President John Evans Atta Mills.
The news in detail. The Vice President designate Kwesi Emisa Arthur is scheduled to appear before the Appointments Committee of Parliament on Monday. The majority leader, Kletu Savoka, told Radio Ghana that after a meeting of the committee yesterday, it was decided that it vet Mr. Emisa Arthur in order to approve his nomination. He says looking at the urgency with which the vacuum of the Vice President is to be filled, it behoves the House to fast-track the procedure for examining the nominee for the second highest office of the land. He spoke to Augustus Akwe.
As Parliament, we appreciate the dignity of the office of the Vice President. So the Appointments Committee met after the referral from Madam Speaker and have decided that Ghana has attained a lot of international acclamation for its democratic credentials and good governance. In the same spirit, it would be prudent for them to exhibit some transparency and legitimacy for the office of Vice President. The President has nominated somebody who is not going for election now with him. So it is important that the people representatives, in line with the spirit of the Constitution, will do some scrutiny of the nominee to satisfy the aspiration of people that, in fact, it is the people's representatives who have assessed him, evaluated him, scrutinized him, and found him to be competent and suitable for the job. It is against this background that the Appointments Committee has decided that, yes, they will follow the procedure for appointment of all officials, except that this one, it won't be elaborate. It won't be elaborate in the sense that they are going to advertise or publicize for people to submit any information they have about the nominee. And then on Monday, the Appointments Committee will sit in public and then vet him and then present a report to the House either that day or the following day. And as I said, that is a shortcut as compared to where they would have taken about 2 weeks to wait for memoranda and then other information from the public before they fix a date for hearing. And then after that, it takes about 3 days or 1 week before they present a report, which might have lasted 2 weeks or 1 month. So we are hoping that now that there's goodwill on the part of all of us in this House, and having in mind the circumstances we find ourselves now, the mood we find ourselves now, the spirit of cooperation, and then the habit making it democratic is prevailing in the House.
If Mr. Avoka noted that due diligence has gone into the decision to vet the vice presidential nominee so as to guide future parliaments.
This is the first time that we've lost a sitting president, and then a vice president has to go up as president and then nominate somebody to take over his place. So that is why we are taking time to fashion our acceptable standards, acceptable procedure that will take into account the spirit and letter of the Constitution, that will take into account the efficient manner we have done the transition or the transformation thus far, that will take into account the positive image that Ghana has achieved as a result of the process that we have gone through all these years and recently. So we are looking at it in all fronts. We'll make sure that we satisfy the constitutional provisions as well as the standing orders. And also at the same time have at the back of mind that we shouldn't do anything untoward that will undermine the dignity of the office and the person holding that office.
Okay. The executive brought this to the legislature. Now, have you communicated the decision you have taken to the executive and what has been their response?
No, it's not normal for us to communicate this type of thing to the executive. It's when we take a decision at the end of the day that we let the executive know. But if they want to find out what procedure we are going to adopt, we can put that in the we can assist them with that information. It's not a secret anyway.
Majority Leader Cletus Avoka in that interview with Augustus Akpi. With the nomination of the Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Kwesi Emesa-Arthur, as Vice President, many questions are being asked about the process of parliamentary confirmation. Although there is a constitutional provision on the appointment of the Vice President, it does not specify the approval process. Many people have expressed concern about the vetting of the Vice President-designate publicly, saying it will subject him to public ridicule. But Minority Leader Osechi Mensah-Bonsu thinks otherwise. He spoke on Behind the News.
Normally, if the person is nominated and a referral is made to the appointment committee, after within meeting over the nominee, it advertised for the public to input or submit memoranda if they have any to the secretariat of the appointment committee. Given the circumstances of these times, the fact that we would not have the luxury of time, we have started to abridge that period of time to Monday. We have agreed to have the public hearing of it.
Mr. Mensah, with some critics are of the view that with the public hearing, it will expose the vice president to public ridicule in case there are lapses in the process.
Well, I don't agree with it at all. I have a fundamental disagreement of people who are indicating that because the president himself submits himself to public vetting in the electioneering campaign period. The president himself, is the president being subjected to public ridicule by that conduct? I don't think so. The scrutiny, we agree, should be done on behalf of the generality of our citizens by the representatives of the people.
Minority Leader in Parliament Osechi Mensah-Bonsu. Meanwhile, the General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, thinks there is no merit in subjecting the Vice President-designate to public vetting. He says the Constitution is silent on subjecting the candidate to parliamentary vetting, let alone a public one. He spoke to Agatha Samoa.
I don't think that there is any merit in that. If you ask my personal position, I think that Parliament is just going to approve him, and that's all. You read carefully in the Constitution of Ghana. It does not say that the nominee should appear for even parliamentary vetting. It's amazing when I listen to some of the commentary, people asking about his clout, his qualification, and what have you. You have to be a citizen of Ghana. You have to be 40 years of age. You have to be of sound mind. He didn't tell somebody that you have to have a PhD. You have to be an economist. And so when people are saying that his qualification and competences, he could be one of our people chosen from the farm to come and be vice president, will you say that he's not qualified? So when I listen to others talking about his qualifications, I'm wondering what qualification they are talking about. Because the Constitution of Ghana did not talk about educational qualification as basis for one to ascend to a high office in this country. It is not a technocratic thing. The other important thing that all of us have to come to point is that, look, this nation is governed by laws. And we have seen our parliament time without number. Even when it comes to the vetting of deputy ministerial and ministers, it's pathetic. So I just think that, look, once again, another public show. Let them bring TV cameras, let them extend state resources, and we just see the face of the man, and that is it. His competences and capabilities, we are not contesting him he's not contesting elections in the first place. Secondly, he is just vice president of Ghana. Which of us in the political parties is able to consider his automatic selection for running mate for 2012?
PNC General Secretary Bernard Mona, the national organizer of the NDC, Yabua Tinjan, says the party has no problem with the nomination of Faf to see Emisa Arthur as vice president, as portrayed by sections of the media. Speaking with Agatha Samoa on Behind the News, Mr. Buhatinjan said the party has no say in the process or choice, adding that currently the party is concentrating on the approval of President Mahama as flag bearer in September and not who is selected as vice president.
We do not have any problem with the nomination of Akibi Elisata as the vice president for now. And people are just misconstruing what some of us have been telling the public. Constitutionally, the president is mandated to get somebody to fill the vacuum. Having he been the former vice president, you know, elevated to that high position of the president of this land, the constitution, as the constitution prescribed, has to do. Now, after he has nominated somebody, I think everybody knows that that person should appear before parliament for approval. What the party needs to do now is that we've gone to a next meeting. We have proposed that he will be our flag bearer. Then we have slated before either 1st September or before 1st September to call a congress to rectify the proposal that NEC had made. And after we have endorsed him as our flag bearer, then of course, our constitution also mandated to name somebody as his running mate, then of course we will also deliberate over that issue and come in to endorse that person as his running mate. So as it is now, the national constitution mandates the president to choose somebody to serve as the vice president. That is exactly what he has done. And not until we have endorsed him as our flag bearer, we the party do not even have any say whatsoever as to who is to be his running mate. That is exactly the case.
National organizer of the NDC, Yao Buatinjan. The West Volta Presbytery Synod moderator for the Evangelical Presbyterian Church, Reverend Joyce Kodade, has urged the leadership of the government to stay focused and continue with the agenda for peace, reconciliation and development initiated by the late President Mills. He's also calling on faith-based organizations to rally behind Mrs. Ernestina Nadu Mills, the rest of the bereaved family and the state with prayers during this turbulent period as the country prepares to give the late president a befitting burial and preserve his dignity. Reverend Kodade was speaking in Accra at the inauguration of the Ngmajo EP Church, one of the congregation under the jurisdiction of Madina District EP Church. We bring you the details.
The establishment of Ngmajo EP Church in July 2004, as well as the Maranatha EP Church at Madina Zongo, was the evangelism initiative of the moderator of the General Assembly of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church, Right Reverend Francis Amenu, when he was serving as the head pastor of Madina District EP Church. The Ngmajo EP Church has since grown through the dedicated efforts of 7 leading members to a congregation of more than 200. The inaugural ceremony, which witnessed the dedication of a newly built church administration office, attracted hundreds of worshippers from the Madina district as well as other dignitaries. Preaching the sermon, Reverend Joyce Kodade described former President Mills as a devoted Christian who demonstrated his worth on earth, adding that it is important for other political leaders to emulate his outstanding attributes. In a consolation message, Reverend Kodade urged the widow of the late president, his son, and the bereaved family to rely on God in faith, for he will not fail them during these difficult times. In his remarks, the head pastor of Madina District EP Church, Reverend Silvano Sete, cautioned people who are apportioning blame or suspecting others for the death of Professor Atta Mills to ensure that their utterances do not impede efforts for peace and reconciliation in the country. He said it is important for Ghanaians, irrespective of their religious, ethnic and political affiliation, to regard the loss of the country's leader as a national affair. Reverend Silvano Sete underscored the need for establishment of churches in a lot of communities to extend God's message, hope, and inspiration to the doorstep of many people.
A news desk report. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Vice President Designate Faf to see Emisa Arthur to appear before Appointments Committee of Parliament on Monday. Public vetting of Vice President attracts mixed reactions. Muslim community asked to pray for late President Atta Mills tomorrow. President John Mahama urges chiefs to ensure fair and equitable distribution of land, police service to receive 1,000 vehicles and other equipment as country goes to polls in December, and Egypt's new cabinet to be sworn in by President Mohamed Morsi today. Stay with us.
Radio Ghana. We meet the news challenge with credible information. Stay tuned to Radio Ghana as the nation mourns President John Evans Atta Mills.
Welcome back. President John Dramani Mahama has asked the Muslim community throughout the country to pray for the late President Atta Mills on Friday. He pledged to work to further reduce poverty, especially in the Zogo communities. President Mahama said it is for this reason that late President Atta Mills established SADA to ensure a holistic development of the country. The president said this when the Council of Muslim Chiefs called on him at the Council of Su.
As I said, in Islam, when a person has died, no religion or anything is of use to him. What is useful to him is our prayer, that we continue to pray that God receives him in heaven. And I want to call on the Chief Imam and Sheikh Umar that we give a directive this Friday so that in all mosques across the country, prayers will be said for the soul of our late president. A pleasure to continue to work with you to achieve the vision that President Mills has set himself. I recognize that our Muslim communities and the North are some of the poorest parts of our country, and we have to do everything we can to raise the standard of living and equity and education in these areas. President Mills set up the SADA, which is helping to deal with the savannah and the northern part of this country. We have to put in place measures to also deal with the pockets of poverty that we have in the south.
President Mahama, the spokesperson for the National Chief Imam Mohammed Gadu, said the greatest tribute Ghanaians can offer to the memory of late President Atta Mills is for peace to prevail before, during, and after the December general elections. He said the Muslim community will endeavor to play its part effectively to achieve this.
A fitting memorial for this great Ghanaian would be for all of us to engage in a sober reflection and endeavor to continue his good works and ensure that the unity that his sudden death forged in our hearts within the past few days become a permanent feature of Ghanaian politics up to and beyond the December 2012 election. The legacy of peace and harmony bequeathed to Ghanaians by the late president will constitute a solid foundation for the new and our beloved John Dramani Mahama administration, which by the grace of Allah struck the right and positive note when he pledged to run an all-inclusive government and an open-door policy for all Ghanaians, irrespective of their political shade of opinion.
Spokesperson for the National Chief Imam Mohammed Gadu, Sheikh Osman Nuhu Shaributu, prayed for the nation. President John Dramani Mahama has urged chiefs, particularly those in the Greater Accra region, to set up a system that will ensure fair and equitable distribution with regard to land issues. He said he is aware that issues concerning land is a major factor to the many disputes that have characterized chieftains in the country. President Mahama, however, resolved to work hand in hand with all chiefs to put to rest all outstanding chieftaincy disputes across board. The president was receiving the Greater Accra Regional House of Chiefs at the Castle Usu. Pascalina Dadivo was there for Radio Ghana.
The delegation to the castle was led by the president of the Greater Accra Regional House of Chiefs and Paramount Chief of Adan Nene Kabuakwako. Its mission was to congratulate President Mahama on his assumption of his new office, even in the midst of sorrow. Nene Kabuakwako said President Mills' death has created a big vacuum, as he was a man of peace and integrity. He personally recounts how Adan has benefited from the development agenda of President Mills.
Since the coming into power of President Mills, we of the Greater Accra Regional House of Chiefs have benefited a lot from his government as follows. The renovation of the regional House of Chiefs, the creation of new district assemblies in the Greater Accra region, advanced sea defense roads in the region, the improvement of water supply in the region. We pray that the Almighty God will help you continue work you have started with.
President Mahama said since President Mills passed on, many people across the globe have attested to how he transformed the country's economy whilst pushing his development agenda across. He said his government recognizes the chieftain's institution as critical to the decentralization policy of the NDC. He said he will, however, operate an open-door policy to opinions, advices, and suggestions.
Greater Accra is the capital region and so has a lot of significance for our country. And so you particularly would be very well engaged in terms of assisting government to succeed. I'm happy that a lot of little petty chieftaincy disputes that existed appear to be resolved one after the other. And I'll particularly like to work with your House of Chiefs to see how we can resolve all the outstanding chieftaincy disputes. And there are issues to do with land. And I know that is a particularly sensitive point for the people of Accra. I'm sure that working together with you, we should be able to come out with a system that is fair and equitable and makes everybody a winner in terms of issues dealing with land.
Also at the castle to call on President Mahama was the Western Regional House of Chiefs led by the Omahin of the Lower Azim Traditional Area, Awulai Atibrukusu. He advised President Mahama to ensure a free, fair and transparent elections as the only way to live in the legacy that President Mills left behind. In response, President Mahama noted that the Western region is a very important region considering its strategic positioning and contribution to economic growth. He said he will continue with the late president's plans for the region. The Western region is a major beneficiary of the Chinese Development Bank loan facility.
Pascalina Dadifo reporting. President John Mahama has announced that government is in the process of procuring 1,000 vehicles and other equipment for the police as the country goes to the polls in December. He's therefore charged the men and women of the service to discharge their duties without fear or favor. President Mahama announced this when he commissioned 196 police officers at the Police Training Academy, Tesano, in Accra.
Can point to the increasing number of fresh and energetic recruit constables that have been trained in the past year. The implementation of the single spine salary structure and the various bilateral and multilateral agreements which have resulted in grants in support of police projects are but a few. Also, the over 1,000 vehicles and other security enhancement gadgets that are being procured by government for use by the police is part of an ongoing package designed to support the re-engineering and equipping of the police service. Even though we have had challenges in implementing the police housing project, our commitment to see to it that our men and women in uniform are decently housed remains high on the Better Ghana agenda. And I assure you, it's only a matter of time and you begin to see results.
You heard President Mahama speaking at the Police Training Academy, Tesano, in Accra. Fire yesterday gutted the warehouses of six manufacturing companies at North Industrial Area in Accra. The fire also razed down a private residence, a restaurant, and parts of the Total filling station. The fire raged close to a high-tension cable located within the filling station, aided by some combustible materials, including drums of alcohol, books, and plastics stored in the warehouse. The uncontrollable fire was said to have started as a small spark, which with the aid of the wind spread from the former Loyalty Garment Factory, which presently houses six warehouses, including an alcohol supply warehouse, where the fire was said to have started. About 50 fire officers who fought the fire had a hectic time as the wind did not help. The Ghana National Fire Service had to fall on the Ghana Water Company Limited for the supply of additional water on the spot from about three tankers, as all the fire engines exhausted their water and had to drive off to nearby places to refill. Commissioner on Human Rights and Administrative Justice Shraj, Mrs. Loretta Lamptey, has asked the media to provide objective and factual reportage on human rights issues instead of dwelling on sensationalism. She said misleading information, which often creates panic, does not augur well for the nation, especially during an election season. Madame Lamptey was addressing a dialogue session by Editors Forum Ghana in Accra on human rights in Ghana and the role of the media. A senior manager of Deloitte Ghana, Kwabena Situ, says the new pension scheme holds immense benefits for workers. Mr. Situ made the point in a presentation at a capacity-building workshop for financial journalists. It was organized by the Institute of Financial and Economic Journalists in collaboration with the Association of Chartered Certified Accountants and Deloitte Ghana. The workshop was intended to give financial journalists an insight into the Ghanaian capital market. Asibi Bangu Ikela Satin for Radio Ghana.
The workshop aimed at improving reportage on the capital market and giving an insight into the pension reform. The participants were taken through the operations of the Ghana Stock Exchange. A senior manager of Deloitte Ghana, Kwabena Situ, advised journalists to simplify their reportage on stock exchange to make their stories relevant to stakeholders. He said as Ghana's economy expands, the Ghana Stock Exchange should be positioned to handle complex financial instruments.
Ghana is developing. More companies are coming, especially the oil companies coming on board. So Ghana Stock Exchange is really going to have a great time ahead. As the economy develops, we are likely to see things coming on board like derivatives and stuff like that. As the oils are coming in, various instruments, complex financial instruments are coming on board. People can make use of the derivatives to hedge these risks.
The head of ACCA Ghana, Norman Williams, said the workshop formed part of ACCA's strategic development partnership with the media for national development. The vice president of IFAGE, Rayburn Bulle, who presided over the function, encouraged journalists to upgrade their knowledge and understanding of financial matters.
Asibi Bangui Keller's report. Ghana is hosting this year's African Regional Seminar of Ekankar. The seminar will be climaxed this Saturday with the inauguration of Ekankar Ghana's head office at Opunglu. The ceremony will be witnessed by more than 8,000 delegates from all over the world, including the world leader of Ekankar, Peter Skelski. Speaking at a workshop to herald the regional seminar last night, the regional ex-spiritual aide of Malaysia, Mohana Narayanam, stressed the need for ECIS to show love to all manner of people, saying this leads to the road of spiritual freedom.
You have to be a co-worker with God. So when you become a co-worker with God, you will understand love and you will express love. By expressing love, you are able to move with people around you freely. And that helping and caring for people with love is what actually helps you to have your spiritual freedom. Continue singing the hymn, because the hymn is what links you with the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit is act close to you, you're always in tune and you're always expressing love and caring for others. Every seminar has many tools. So every time when I come to a seminar, I will get a new tool. Somehow I will get a new tool that will teach me and show me how to express love deeper and to be more patient and to work closely with people and able to listen. One of the things that I'm learning to improve is by listening, we are also being channels for God. So that's one of the tools which helps me to serve God better. Love.
The regional ex-spiritual aid for Malaysia, Mohana Narayanam. The president of Egypt, Mohamed Morsi, will officially announce his new cabinet today. Reports say Prime Minister-designate Hisham Kandil's government will be mostly technocrats with at least two ministers from the previous government and a few Islamists. Former military ruler Mohamed Hussein Tantawi is set to be defense minister. Mr. Kandil earlier said competence would be the sole criterion for appointment. Now to end the news, the main points again. The Vice President-designate, Park Kwesi-Emeka Arthur, has been scheduled to appear before the Appointments Committee of Parliament on Monday. The Majority Leader, Cletus Avokatu, Radio Ghana, that the committee has decided to vet Mr. Emeka Arthur in order to approve his nomination. President John Dramani Mahama has asked the Muslim community throughout the country to pray for the late President Atta Mills in their mosque tomorrow. The President said this when the Council of Muslim Chiefs called on him at the Castle Usu. and government is in the process of procuring 1,000 vehicles and other equipment for the fleet as the country goes to the polls in December. The service has therefore been charged to discharge their duties without fear or favor. President Mahama made this known when he commissioned 196 police officers at the Police Training Academy Tesano in Accra. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana in Accra.